I walked past her into the living room. It looked real lived in, and the furniture was kind of falling down. "We're looking for Isabella Carsden," I said.
"I'm Isabella."
She looked from Allie to me, huffing on that cigarette. It stopped me cold. "You're Isabella?" I said. This girl was smoking. She was so unshy and so artsy-looking. I could not imagine what in the hell attracted this girl to Creed. Allie rescued me.
"Tori called a couple nights ago. We know Chris Creed." "Oh, that's you guys," she laughed. "Sit down, here."
She pushed a bunch of clothes and coats off the couch with her arm, and they landed in a pile on the floor.
"Sorry about the mess. My dad refuses to hire a housekeeper, and my mom lives in Philadelphia now. He pays her a huge alimony, which is why we're minus a housekeeper, probably. I don't ask questions. I'm just the token offspring. My mom shows up on Saturdays to take me to the mall. I wonder if you can buy a housekeeper at Macy's."
I remembered her mall statement on the answering machine and shook my head in dizzy disbelief. It's amazing how things can be so different from how they sound.
"You guys want a beer? Bunch of kids are coming over later. We can have the party before the party, if you want."
"Sure," Allie smiled, rescuing me again. Isabella disappeared into the kitchen, and I just knew something was horribly wrong here. I thought maybe we had the wrong Isabella Carsden. Allie was laughing.
"What's so funny?" I asked.
"Oh my God,"
was all she said, but she looked like she was putting something together. Isabella plopped a green bottle down on the coffee table in front of me, and I stared at it. Beer never came to us this easy. We normally had to con Ryan's older brother, Earl, into running into Absecon, and it was a big, sneaky thing. This was like playing grown-up.
"Yeah, Roger told me about Chris disappearing," she said, dropping into a chair and pulling her legs up in a pretzel. "I was sorry to hear about that. He was sweet."
Roger was Chris's uncle, who owned the restaurant where Chris met this girl. I asked, "So, you don't know where he is?" She shook her head in confusion.
"Why would I know?"
My jaw bobbed around. Then I asked, "Didn't you go out with him last summer?"
"You mean, as in a boyfriend-girlfriend thing?"
She laughed.
"No."
I watched in amazement as she hunted for words.
"Chris was, how can I say it? He could latch on to you and just refuse to let go. I never wanted to hurt him, but he never gives up until you say, 'Listen, kiddo, reality check, I do not like you, I will never like you,